ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, eat, drink, and be merry during the holidays, but sometimes people drink a little too much and they wind up in the emergency room. My next guest, a frequent guest of the show, is Dr. Preeti Joyce, and she's the Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine at University of South Florida in Tampa. So welcome, Dr. Joyce. Thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks, Lee. It's a pleasure to be back.
So, yes, this is probably one of the bigger issues sometimes during the holidays that we see in the ER is people drink a little too much on the holidays.
Yes, unfortunately, one of the unfortunate consequences that we see in the holiday season is a sharp increase in alcohol use and, unfortunately, in alcohol-related accidents and deaths. In fact, I think the newest statistics show that during Christmas and New Year's, 2 to 3 times more people die in alcohol-related crashes than during the entire rest of the year, and that's including a Thanksgiving holiday.
Wow.
Definitely a season to be a little bit more aware of what's happening around you.
Right, and I imagine, you know, it's if you think about it, I mean, people, there's so many parties, right? There's parties at work sometimes during the day when you normally... You know, we're not saying you have to be an alcoholic drinking during the day, but you're at a party and, you know, they're serving alcohol during the day. So I imagine it must happen at all times. They're seeing more during daytime and everything.
And as you're mentioning, you know, so we have these parties, and although the focus of the party, especially in our age groups anymore, is not to get drunk or to drink excessive amounts of alcohol, alcohol is being served, and most holiday drinkers don't actually drink all that often. I mean, most of us aren't accustomed to coming home every night and having one or two glasses of wine or even more. So you go to these holiday parties, you might start off with a lower alcohol tolerance, and then you're underestimating your level of impairment because, you know, initially alcohol acts as a stimulant. So you're happy and everything is great. And I was just listening to your last guest. I'm sure there's, you know, the pretty trees and the extroverted nature of parties. And soon as time goes on, you kind of become unaware that you're judgment is becoming impaired, your reaction time is now suffering. And I think one of the big things that people often forget is that as we drink, we notice the slurred speech in other people and loss of balance with being drunk, but even little amounts of alcohol, if you're not used to it, can impair your judgment, especially in a car that you get into and then you drive home thinking, oh, it'll be okay, it's just one or two more stoplights. But your reaction time is less, your reaction to other drivers is less, and actually your perception of the road is much altered compared to what it would be without alcohol.
Yeah. And then I imagine aside from those issues of leaving the holiday party, alcohol, you could really start humiliating yourself at an office party if you're drinking too much alcohol, too.
Oh, you
There's
could.
That
I mean,
whole
especially
issue.
In this day and age of Facebook and Twitter and everything being posted so quickly on social media, you know, the last thing that you want is to say something or to post something or to be in a picture
right.
Not aware is being taken or is being posted somewhere, and then to show up, you know, next morning at the office, and now you're kind of the water cooler conversation if those still happen in offices.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they do, and that's one reason I really don't. I don't hold my alcohol well, and I really don't drink alcohol, especially at work-related functions, for sure.
Right. You know, I think the other thing that people forget, in addition to drunk driving, has to do with the fact that alcohol affects other medications. You know, so if you're on a chronic medical regimen for either anxiety, let's say, or depression, or you're on some kind of narcotic prescription, whether it's short-term or long-term, having alcohol is now going to compound the effect of those medications. It might alter how those medications are being processed by your liver, by your brain. And so to remember that those effects can actually be quite fatal. You know, we hear of celebrities in the news who have these unintentional or fatal overdoses of alcohol and medications, but let's not forget that just because they're publicized doesn't mean it happens to people who unawarely come home from a party. They've had one too many to drink. They take their normal medications. They go to bed and, you know, things happen. And you don't respond to your cerebral reflexes as well. And you may not wake up to take that breath or to wake up to realize that something is bad. So just to be aware of that, especially during the holiday season.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good point. And then also alcohol for people that have stomach problems as it is. Alcohol is extremely irritating to your stomach, too, especially drinking so much during the holidays. More, you know, either binge drinking, which sometimes people do at parties. I mean, that can cause physical problems from that.
Oh, very much. We've all been painfully aware, you know, of that next morning hangover, which is essentially the alcohol withdrawal. But more so than that, absolutely, when you're mixing your drinks at the party or people are making you drinks that you're not necessarily used to. I mean, I know, you know, just in my younger days, Goldschlager, here's one that just comes to mind. It burns going down. You can only imagine what it's doing once it actually hits your stomach lining and hits that hydrochloric acid and makes that reaction. So absolutely, gastritis flares up, and then you have all the other fatty foods you're eating at the party or you're not eating before you go to the party. And I know you have some talks later about being healthy before you get there. So yes, the holidays are a great season, but also can be a very stressful time for many people.
Right. And then could you talk a little bit about the alcohol? It can be directly toxic to your heart. So heart patients really do have to be careful when they overindulge on the holidays.
Absolutely. And so studies have definitely shown that chronic drinking or even especially binge drinking can have toxic effects in terms of atherosclerosis or heart attacks. But then once again, if you're an underlying patient who may be tending towards heart failure, for example, alcohol tends to change your body's dynamics in terms of fluid shift and management. And so it can predispose you now to having an exacerbation of your heart failure. The very other important part that people forget is, you know, you drink a lot during the holidays, you get dehydrated, and you have what's called a holiday heart, which is not necessarily the happy heart that you get because someone gives you a nice sparkly gift on Christmas Day,
right.
But more so holiday heart in terms of an irregular heartbeat, palpitation, feeling dizzy. And that's normally seen as a condition called atrial fibrillation, or flutter, where the heart just becomes irritated and dehydrated and starts to beat very fast, which, again, if you recognize it and can get to the emergency department on time, that's great. But should it cause some kind of palpitations and then you pass out, well, you know, that's the other extreme. So really the dangers of alcohol cannot be understated, and especially in this very extreme, festive, very vibrant time of year that we're about to enter into.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something to think about. And if you are a heart patient, you really should think twice about drinking too much over the holidays. And then besides car accidents, I imagine you must see, I know we see our share of like falls and injuries, even during the decorating time of the holiday. You know, people put on music at home and then they have a couple glasses of wine and they decide, oh, they're going to go out and do their lights, do the top of the tree. So there's quite a few of those injuries too related to alcohol.
Right. And well, I live in Florida. And so, you know, we have our fair share of the aging population. I'll say aging because my mom is now in that population. She really hates the term elderly. So the aging population. And they may be on other medications, especially if they're heart patients. They might be on things like Plavix or Brilinta, blood thinners, aspirin, maybe on Coumadin for their AFib, right? And so now here they are being married up on a ladder. You have a little, you know, one or two eggnogs before you're doing your tree light. You may feel a little bit happier than you usually would. Next thing you know, your balance is off. You fall. And can you imagine falling when you have blood thinners in your system and fall on your head? That's a pretty tough bleed to control. So again, lots of things to be aware of in the holiday season. This is why you have a honey-do list, or you get one of your grandkids to help you out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's one of the things to absolutely consider. And then, you know, alcohol contributes to a whole host of things, even with young people. You know, we've talked in the past about it, but promiscuity and risk of STDs and all kinds of things like that if you're not in full possession of your faculties. So certainly during the holidays, this is something really important to think about before you go out and party on the holidays. I want to thank my guest for being on the show. And there was a lot of really good information. So just maybe one and done when it comes to a holiday drink. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.